said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather around your radio now for
QZ Ed and Aaron.
Off air. Uncut.
Hughesy Ed and Aaron, the podcast. Now, Hughesy, the subtle art of not giving a...
You can say fuck. Yeah, it's a podcast.
Fuck.
Absolutely.
Is available on digital now. It's the movie. Visit subtleartmovie.com for more information. And the global phenomenon of not giving a fuck, subtly, is started by Mark Manson. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, it is a pleasure and honour to talk to you. You've sold over 15 million. Is it still in the 15 millions of the copies of that book, or have we got to 16 million yet, or you don't give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck. I mean, once it's above a certain number, once there's enough zeros, you kind of just stop caring.
Mate, can we go back to the genesis of it? For people who don't know, everyone has either read it or seen it in bookshops because it's dominated bookshelves since 2000. And since how long? What year did it come out, that book?
2016.
Yeah, it did, 2016. The same year, same year that you got married, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's a big year for you, isn't it?
It was a big year. It actually hit number one for the first time, I think, like the week after my wedding.
Wow.
That is what, there you go.
Hang on. So your partner didn't marry you for the money, did she? But she absolutely, she hit a pot of gold, fair to say.
Yeah. She jumped on the right train.
So, I mean, obviously the movie is fascinating, but I just want to start with the book for a little minute here. So where was the idea for the book? Can you remember the moment you had the idea for the book?
Well, there's two things. There's the book and then there's the title. So like the book itself, I actually worked on over a number of years. I knew very early on that I wanted to do a self-help book that kind of went contrary to everything that people saw in most self-help books. I wanted to shit on happiness. I wanted to talk about pain. Wanted to tell people that their insecurities are okay. That you should stop trying to be great. Like, it's fine if you're average, you know? So I knew that the themes and the concepts, I'd been working on those for over an extended period of time. It was about a year. I was actually just finishing up the book, that I wrote an article called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And it ended up being part of chapter one of the book, but that article just went so insanely viral. It got posted absolutely everywhere, over multiple months, that it hit a point where I'm like, you know what? I think this should just be the book title.
Yeah. And straight away, the book was a sensation from day one when it hit the shelves. Is that fair to say?
It did well. It took maybe 3 or 4 months to kind of get going. It was probably 3 to 6 months before it was like number one everywhere. And then it kind of stayed at number one for probably three years after that.
I love your stuff about talking about positive thinking and you putting forward the idea that positive thinking is overrated.
Yeah, I think it can feel good in the moment. Like, it's a very short-term tool, but if you're constantly like pressuring yourself to think positive all the time, I don't know. I think it's dangerous to avoid or ignore the negative things happening in your life, because if you ignore them too much, then they never get fixed.
Yeah, so it's about accepting them. I mean, I love your ethos. I'm a self-styled
guru. All right,
guru.
Mark, for my co-host Hughesy here, we call him Guru Hughes because he's always, quite loudly, he's always yelling his latest mantra, so much so that we play them on the radio. All right, Mark Manson, the multi-million copies author of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck and now the fantastic movie, subtleartmovie.com. Have a listen to this. Here we go.
Mark, I have decided to go beyond thought. Mark, do you agree? I don't think you can think yourself happy. I think the joy is beyond thoughts. I think the joy is in the spaces beyond thoughts, and you basically just let it all go and get beyond thought. What do you say, Mark?
Yeah, bro. That's super deep, bro.
And just, I think.
Are we passing?
Are we passing some
weed around as well? I'm teasing you, man. I'm taking the piss, as you guys would say.
You're with me, though. You can't think yourself happy.
I do agree with that. You can't. It's like it's not a logical problem. It's not like we're not doing a Rubik's cube here. You're right. I'm messing with you.
Yeah.
Wow. There it is. There's the quote for the cover of your book, Husey. You're right. Yeah. Mark Manson.
You were right. I was just taking the piss.
You're right.
Mark, do you have any, like, of all the great ethos and religions or whatever, you know, or ways of thinking, is there one that you sort of gravitate to, or do you, I mean, yeah, is there, like, I'm a TAO guy. Tao, that's, which one, is there one of those ones where you are more into or not into any of them at all?
I got pretty into Buddhism in my 20s. Like I Zen Buddhism resonated a lot with me. I found a lot that was very, it made a lot of sense to me in a very non-rational way. It just kind of intuitively made sense. And meditation had a pretty positive impact on my life as well.
Yeah. Here's one for it. So I love this quote from you. There are so many things we can give a fuck about, so we need to figure out which ones really matter. There'll be people listening to this today or whenever they're listening thinking, all right, I'm going to get involved here. What's something they could do, you know, right about now to start that process, apart from go out and buy the fantastic book and visit subtleartmovie.com?
Well, I think, you know, the easiest and simplest part of the process is to look at how you're spending your time. Because it's one thing, it's very easy for us to sit around and say like, well, this is really important to me and I care about that and this thing and the other. But if you're spending all your time just sitting on the couch, like scrolling social media on your phone, like you're not actually investing any energy into something. Like generally our actions don't lie, words lie, but our actions don't. And so I think the first thing is to just take an inventory of how you're actually spending your time each day and what you're spending it on. And that is generally a good indication of what you're prioritizing. And then look at how much satisfaction or joy those activities give you. And if there's a big mismatch between how much time and energy you're investing into that activity and then how much joy or satisfaction it gives you, if those two things are off, they don't align, then you need to take some action, you know, cut something out or expand something else.
Now, Mark, do you, you yourself, obviously you practice what you preach, and so I watch my thoughts all day now, and I want to do it forever, and just so I really want to dissipate and just reduce the amount of thinking I do. Are you constantly being aware of what you're thinking and trying to sort of get beyond it? Seriously?
No, it's, you know, so I value the ability. So what you're describing in psychological literature, it's called metacognition, which is basically the ability to watch your own thoughts and emotions as if they're not yours. So yep. Like be aware of,
yes.
like, oh, look, it's anger showing up. Like, you know, I think it's an incredibly valuable skill to develop, and I spent many, many years trying to actively develop it through therapy and meditation and journaling and all these things. In terms of like right now in my life, I have it most of the time, but sometimes I get lost in the weeds and get distracted by something and, you know, like, ooh, shiny, and,
yes,
you know,
of
run off. And, you know, so, but I don't stress out too much about it these days. I feel pretty good with where I'm at with my own mind.
All right. So you should.
We all should. Mark Manson, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck is available on digital now. Visit the subtleartmovie.com for more information. Nice to speak to you. Thank you, Mark.
You're a game changer, mate. Well done.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.